K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is David.
Hi, David. How
What's
are
up,
you?
What's up, David?
Pretty good. How are you?
Okay. Well, what can we do for you today?
Well, I really wanted you guys to see if you could check in on this girl that I met at church. Her name is Maggie. And obviously, this might sound cliche, but when I saw her in church and she was up at the altar, the Lord just shined this light down on her, and she was this beautiful, gorgeous woman. And after church, we really hit it off at the reception. I grabbed her some coffee and cookies, and then I had some tea, and we were laughing. And then I finally got the courage, and I asked her out to dinner. We went to Chili's, and we had a great time. And then after that, she took me to this local bar, and she drank, and I had a club soda. And ever since then, I just can't get it out of my head that I just need to meet this girl again. And I've been calling her, and she hasn't returning my calls, and I just don't know why. And I just wanted to know if you guys could help me out.
Sounds like you're really into her here.
Sounds like you're stressing a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Is she the one?
I feel like it, you know, because when you have that sign in the Lord's house, you just got to go with that. You know, you just can't deny that.
I've not tried picking a girl up at church yet. Maybe
don't.
Just
I don't think you're allowed in church.
I don't think I am either. All right. Well, hold on just a second.
David,
I don't know. I'm sorry. I missed her name. Did you say it?
Yes. Her name is Maggie.
Okay. Maggie. All right. I got you written down now. Well, hold on a second, David. What we're going to do is stick you on hold. We'll get Maggie's phone number off the air. We'll call her, find out what your angel's up to.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
David, it sounds like, I mean, I don't know. This sounds like a guy that's in more than like to me.
It sounds like a big like.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yes. I mean, it's really interesting. I asked the Lord to send me the one and only, and I think he's answered my prayers.
And it's this one.
Her name is Maggie, and I really want you guys to call her. And if Maggie, if you're listening, I really want you to give me another chance.
Well, David, hold on. You're in luck. Let's see if she'll answer her phone because it's ringing.
He's
so
persistent.
Hold on, man. Be real quiet, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there. We're looking for a young lady named Maggie. Is she around?
This is she. Oh, hey. My God. This is a second date update.
Ah. How do you know? It's me and Fry.
Hi.
How'd you know?
That was quick.
I listen to you guys all the time. I'm a huge Nancy and Fry guy fan.
Yes. Well, thank you. So you know about the second date update, right?
Yeah, I have a feeling I know exactly what this is about.
It was like we were waiting for this
phone
call.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, I'm not anxiously waiting, but I had a feeling it might come eventually.
So you know who it's about then?
You want to tell us what's going on?
I assume it's about David, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I thought.
This is easy for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's been calling me quite a bit, actually kind of late at night, so I haven't been returning his calls. He's a really nice guy, but it just got kind of creepy on the date.
Like how? What was creeping you out?
Well, he kept grabbing my hand and kissing it all over.
Aww.
And saying how God brought us together, and didn't I feel it too? And it was kind of dramatic, and it was just creepy. That's the best word for it.
But that's kind of sweet. I mean, a little forward, but
don't you think it's a lot forward?
Well, first date licking all over her hand, yeah.
Especially in a Chili's.
Well, you guys met at church, right? So,
yeah, we met at church. And, I mean, like I said, really nice guy, but he basically begged me to go out on a date with him, and it's hard to turn someone down in church, right?
Right.
So I thought, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. Go with them. And, speaking of cover, it was summer, right? It was like 90 degrees when we went out.
Yeah.
He was wearing this huge fur coat. I mean, when he wore it in church, too, and I thought, oh, I don't know. This is what he wears to church. It's cold in here. But no, I think he wears it all the time.
Like a big winter coat?
Like music video style? Like
Oh, yeah. Like ladies in bikinis dancing behind him.
He didn't sound like that kind of guy, though.
No.
No, and that's the weird thing because it's unlike his personality. I mean, but he wore this huge coat and he didn't take it off. Not one time during dinner, when we were playing darts, the bar, it never came off. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
And that along with the kissing of the hands and the dramatics, it was a little much.
Well, hi, Maggie. I'm sorry, but I'm a very cold person. Like,
there he is.
I'm not a very warm person. I need a winter coat to keep me warm. And you know how Ohio weather is. It's very cold. And you know, I feel a lot safer in this coat too.
Aww.
So, look, Maggie, I'm trying to open up my heart here. I love your heart, face, and mind. Maggie, please date and love me.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa, that's putting it out there, David.
Wow. David, that's really sweet and very brave to say that after a first date. I'm sorry that you're cold all the time. Maybe look into getting some sweaters, not a huge, giant coat. But I don't think it's going to happen. I'm sorry. You're very sweet. But I don't think I can date you.
David, you know what? I'm sure that God will send you someone else.
I hope so. But
there's
that, Maggie.
Winter coat wearing girl out there for you.
See,
you go,
maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's cold too.
Yeah, maybe.
No, so no chance, Maggie?
No, I'm sorry. I just, no.
Can you still be friends with him?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's a sweet guy. He really is. I just don't see it going anywhere romantically. And I'm sorry he has such strong feelings so fast for me. I mean, I don't know what to do, but I don't think I see a second date in the cards.
Well, okay, that's fair enough.
Well, she was being fair to you, David. Is that cool?
Yeah, I respect that. Thank you, Maggie, and I'm going to respect our friendship too. So I look forward to seeing you in church again.
Thanks, David. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.